The next patient is Martha Smith, SMITH, 87-year-old, white female, that is living at the Sunny Hills Assisted Living Facility. We follow her because of the presence of CKD stage 2. She has remained in very stable condition. The creatinine is 0.8, BUN is 18. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. And she had a GFR that calculated is 77. There is no evidence of proteinuria, period. The main concern is the hypoalbuminemia that is not related to malignancy. We scanned the abdomen and pelvis and we couldn't find any evidence of malignancy. Period. The patient has to be motivated to increase the appetite. Seems to me that the patient is rather sleepy, and I noticed that they are giving at the skilled nurse facility risperidone, 1 milligram 2 times a day, and she also continues to take the donepezil, D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L, 5 milligrams every day. My suggestion is probably to change the risperidone to once a day. Number two, there is no evidence of anemia. Number three, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, but she doesn't have any exacerbations. Following number, hyperlipidemia treated with the administration of statins. Following number, peripheral arthritis that is related to the aging process. Following number, macular degeneration. The patient is legally blind. She continues to take the supplementation of B12 and vitamin D. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 12 minutes in the documentation, and 12 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.